We are joined now by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as well as two members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, Bethany Cheney and Damon Siles. Thanks for joining us, all three of you.
Thanks.
And we're all happy to be here.
And we're here to talk about voting. Of course, the three of you are running for re-election. A little bit of an easy campaign because you're all running unopposed, but we're still talking about the importance of voting today. Before we get to that, though, Mayor Lavelle, how is the town of Carrboro dealing with the weather?
Yeah, well, I know that our administrators, particularly our chief of police, Chief Horton, and fire chief, Chief Williams, they've been meeting right near the end of this week, kind of in anticipation of any concerns. They had another meeting again this morning, just kind of talking through emergency plans, coordination with Orange County. I do know that we're keeping a special eye in our town on areas of known flooding. For instance, Estes Park, Willow Creek, down by Carrboro Public Works, Rocky Brook, you know, that's been a site of flooding in the past. Weatherhill Point area off of Berry Hill Drive, and then Tom's Creek. So we're going to be especially watching those areas, and if we have to do anything to help folks out there, we certainly will.
Have there been any issues yet? I know the rain just sort of started already.
Not yet. And I will say, no, there hasn't been, and so that's good. But I do have empathy, certainly, for the folks in Chapel Hill with the Centerfest thing, too, because I know last week at this time, you and I were talking about the music festival. That's never hard to figure out what to do.
Yeah, and again, they had to make a difficult call earlier today, but festival has been canceled for Sunday, so we've got some time to stay at home and stay dry this weekend. So we're here, though, to talk about the importance of voting. We've got early voting starting in less than 3 weeks now on October 22nd. Election day is November 3rd. Everyone in Carrboro who's on the ballot is running unopposed, but we still want to get people out to the polls. It's a civic duty thing. It's also important to state your views on the ballot officially every time you get the opportunity. So what messages do you want to send about voting, especially beginning this November, but we'll talk next year too? Bethany.
Well, I think we have different spins on why it's important to vote, and all of them are really legitimate. But I know that I am particularly interested in just hearing from voters, either affirming that what the Board of Aldermen is doing now is heading in the right direction, or telling us that no, it's not. So when people show up to the polls, they actually have a choice. They can vote for one of us, two of us, all of us, or write in somebody's name. And I think it's still worth it to show up at the polls, even in an uncontested race, so you can do that.
So you do have an opportunity to make your voice heard in that way. Is there a competition between the three of you on the ballot as to who's going to get the most votes this time around?
The person at the top in alphabetical order.
Almost certainly, right? Okay.
I'm voting for Bethany.
Yeah. Well, you have to. She's sitting right next to you. So it's actually a really good point that we wanted to give people the opportunity to make their voices heard. Obviously, the election comes around every year, every couple times a year, you get the opportunity to go to the polls and vote, but participation just in general is important. I know you're all are running unopposed, but are you hosting, I guess, put it in air quotes, campaign events over the course of this campaign cycle to try to meet with voters a little bit more?
We're not holding our own events, but we are participating in events that we're invited to. So there will be a couple of candidate meet and greets coming up in the next few weeks, hosted by First Baptist Church is hosting one. The Orange County Democratic Party is hosting another. So we are participating in forums as they come up. But in terms of our own sort of individual campaigns, we have elected instead to focus on this more general issue of getting people to the polls. I think, as Bethany said, not only are we interested in hearing from people, we are politicians after all, we want to know how we're doing and how people think we're doing, but it's really important for people to understand that we're not the only thing on the ballot this year. Mm-hmm. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools School Board is on the ballot. It's an incredibly important election this year. There are four seats up for election. Two incumbents are not running for re-election. This is an opportunity for folks to really shape the future of the school system in this community, and it's a rare opportunity at that.
And a really significant election for the school board with a lot of really good names on the ballot, people who have been active in the school system, whether they're on the board right now or not. A lot of people, eight candidates for four open seats, and that's Carrboro, too. We haven't really talking about Carrboro all that much with this election cycle because it's all been about Chapel Hill and town council mayor's race, the bond referendum, Hillsboro. But that school board race is really important. If you're out there in Carrboro and you're thinking, oh, the Board of Aldermen race is uncontested, I'm not going to get to the polls and vote, this is actually a really important election. That's a really good point.
It is.
I think I'd want to point out that there actually right now aren't any, there is not anyone on the board that lives in Carrboro. And You know, there's an argument to be made that context is really important. And so where you live shapes your view of how things are going in the schools, or shapes your opinion of how your child is doing in the schools. And I think it's something for Carrboro citizens to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm. So speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Alderman Damon Siles, and Bethany Cheney, alder persons, alder people, do we have a decision on that yet?
All of the above.
Alders, Damon Siles, and Bethany Cheney. And again, voting is about to begin. October 22nd is the start of early voting. November 3rd is Election Day. And so many other ways to participate as well. And I know we were all following the end of the General Assembly in the last few days. And one of the things that really jumped out at me, just sort of following the debate about Senate Bill 279, which became the stripping of local control on so many issues, was just how important participation was. A lot of the state legislators, you know, there's no election taking place in that two-day period, but a lot of state legislators on the floor of the state house said, I'm concerned about this because I got calls from my constituents and they were all negative. You had think tanks and nonprofits and other organizations who were at the General Assembly raising their voices and making their voices heard and maybe giving people pause who might otherwise have been inclined to vote for this. So voting is important. Participation is equally important. So with that in mind, what other ways are there for people to participate in Carrboro over and above voting?
You know, Aaron, you said a point that I was going to make, which was, you know, part of what we're doing is reminding people about our election that's coming up this fall. But I think it's extremely important for people to get in the habit of voting, because next fall is going to be so critical for the state of North Carolina for many reasons, not just perhaps some new laws we'll be dealing with in terms of voting, but it'll be our next opportunity to try to recover some seats or gain some seats in either the Senate or the House, perhaps get the governor's office. It's a really critical time period in our state's history. And I think that the last couple of months, in particular the last couple of days, have really shown us how important it is to even just a couple of a swing of a couple of seats would make a huge difference in some of those votes, and certainly in some of the vetoes also.
And yeah, that a couple of votes and a couple of in that one direction would make the General Assembly no longer veto proof, and then the governor's race becomes much more important. We've got a close governor's race, we've got a close U.S. Senate race coming up with Richard Burr running for re-election, and the General Assembly, as we've seen just in the last week, is so vitally important, and the primary, which is coming up in March. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's the absurd position now of finishing up one election in November and then immediately having candidates file for other offices in December.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable, really. So we'll have a primary, and this is especially important in a county like ours, where it's essentially a one-party county. The primary, which happens in March now, will decide the future of county government for the next four to 5 years. So, that's the position we're in now. I think, you know, talking about statewide elections that are coming up, those primaries are in March as well.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have to look back too far to understand that the shift that occurred in the General Assembly, and that we're now, you know, suffering the consequences of in so many ways, happened because people did not get out and vote in 2010 in the ways that they did a couple of years before that. And everything that we are now experiencing with the General Assembly is a direct result of people neglecting their civic duty to vote in 2010. So get in the habit, as Lydia said.
Mm-hmm. And get in the habit not just in the every 2 year and every 4 year elections, but the primaries, the local elections, the school board elections. We've been really focusing on the local elections coming up in a month and a day. I'm just looking at the clock and noticing we're a month and a day away from the local elections, and these are the elections that determine how your local schools are. These are the elections that determine which developments go where. These are the elections that determine what the state of transportation is in our local community, either now or 5 years from now, 10 years from now, how long you're waiting at such and such stoplight. All of those decisions that affect us on a day-to-day level happen locally, and that election is coming up in early voting less than 3 weeks, and the actual election less than barely a month away.
You know, Aaron, I think that we also need to be mindful of the rollback of a lot of efforts that were intended to make voting easier for the public. And we know that there's still some efforts in the courts to maintain some of those rights. But, you know, starting in the very next election, We're going to see voter ID. We're going to see issues with folks feeling like they don't have the kind of access that they did before, with reduced early voting times, all sorts of things. And I think that that makes this election, it's really important for us to stand in solidarity with each other and vote, but also to test whether, this rollback is as bad as we anticipate it's going to be, mm-hmm. right?
Damon, you leaned forward more on that.
I did. I think I'm glad Bethany brought up this issue. I think the rollback as a legal matter, it has practical implications. It actually changes the way that people participate in the system. I think, but because it's been so much in the news as well, it actually intimidates people, and it keeps people away from the polls, even people who otherwise have every ability to be at the polls. And aren't necessarily going to directly be affected by some of these changes in rules. But because they know these things are happening, they feel intimidated by the system even more than they did before. And I think that's the point. So it's even more reason for people to be more assertive about their rights and their responsibilities, and to get to the polls as often as they can.
Is that something that we're hearing from people in Carrboro, that people are worried about whether they as individuals are going to be able to vote in November of next year, or whether they're going to be able to vote even in this election coming up in a month?
I don't know that I've heard from anyone specifically in Carrboro, but I think all of us run in circles or work in places or encounter groups that are well aware of it and discussing it and really trying to get the right information out there. Because Damon's right. I mean, there's confusion to some degree out there about exactly what you have to do to vote. And and we know how it is. You know, some folks, to vote is great, but to kind of sift through what I have to do to vote, or where I have to go, or you know, what I actually have to bring with me, you know, that can dissuade a lot of people from voting. Mm-hmm. So,
speaking again with Lydia Lavelle, Bethany Cheney, and Damon Siles, all three on the ballot this November school board election as well, which is contested. So if you're a Carrboro voter, that is a very important election to get to the polls and vote for. Election day, a month and a day away, November 3rd. Early voting begins on October 22nd. Before we let you go, final messages that you want to send to voters in Carrboro or across Orange County in general?
Well, one thing I want to say before these two go is that the fourth member of our gang, Michelle Johnson, who is running unopposed, she had a workshop today and could not be here, but she'll be a special guest next week, Aaron, with me to continue
Absolutely.
To talk about elections.
If you were all four here today, would that be a quorum? Would that be an issue? I know that
Good
some
point.
People had to. I was in a group of you one time, and one person had to get up and walk away, and I'm not sure if that was just because they were sick of the conversation or if there was a legal thing, but we'll have Michelle Johnson with Mayor Lavelle next week. But all three of you, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for
Thanks,
having
Aaron.
Us, Aaron.